Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, August 14, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of technology news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Q&A with Graham Beasley, COO, Arcitecta, simplifying data management to drive innovation and value. Graham Beasley, COO of Arcitecta, brings over 30 years of experience to his role. Arcitecta's core product, MediaFlux, simplifies data management by integrating storage, metadata, security, and automation in one platform. The biggest data management challenges organizations face today include data sprawl, security, and compliance. Arcitecta sets itself apart by making metadata the foundation of its platform, enabling organizations to manage data based on context. With features like AI data preparation and point-in-time recovery, Arcitecta addresses the evolving data technology landscape. Multi-factor authentication is essential, but Arcitecta takes a layered approach to internal data security. Looking ahead, Arcitecta's priorities include investing in automation, metadata intelligence, and AI integrations to help organizations innovate faster and with confidence.
Chinese newsbreaks, SolarWinds Holdings, NASWIN, targets $1 billion AUM for tokenized USD money market product by year-end 2025. SolarWinds Holdings, a financial services firm, aims to reach $1 billion in assets under management for its USD money market real yield token by the end of 2025. Launched in collaboration with Standard Chartered, China Asset Management, Libera, and Alloy X, RYT offers institutional investors a compliant, yield-generating tokenized product with daily liquidity and multi-chain interoperability. This initiative reflects Hong Kong's push to become a global hub for tokenized assets and SolarWinds' commitment to providing seamless TradFi and Web 3.0 financial services. Tech media breaks. Vision Marine Technologies Inc. GREC, NASDAQ VMAR, signs LOI for exclusive Nimbus boats distribution on Florida's West Coast. Vision Marine Technologies Inc., a leader in premium on-water experiences, has signed a letter of intent with Nimbus Boats USA to exclusively distribute Nimbus powerboats on Florida's West Coast. The agreement, expected to be finalized by March 31, 2026, would authorize Nautical Ventures to promote, sell, and service Nimbus's various series starting August 1, 2025. This move aims to broaden Vision Marine's product portfolio, strengthen its Florida presence, and capture demand in the adventure-style boat segment. Florida, the largest U.S. market for new powerboats, generated $6.4 billion in sales in 2023. The Nimbus deal follows Vision Marine's acquisition of Nautical Ventures, creating North America's first electric boat propulsion and multi-brand retail company.
Merlin to go public via business combination with Inflection Point-led SPAC. Merlin, a developer of autonomous flight technology for defense customers, is set to go public through a business combination with Bleichroder Acquisition Corp., I led by Inflection Point Asset Management. The deal values Merlin at $800 million pre-money, with over $125 million in committed PIPE capital. Merlin is a leader in AI for aviation, with recent milestones including contracts with U.S. SOCOM and USAF, civil certification basis approval, and partnerships with Northrop Grumman and Honeywell. The transaction is expected to close in early 2026, pending regulatory and shareholder approval. Inflection Point sees Merlin as a key player in aerospace and defense. The deal will deliver gross proceeds of at least $128 million, with potential for more depending on redemptions, to accelerate technology development and expand customer delivery. Advisors include TD Cowen, Cantor Fitzgerald & Co., and Latham & Watkins, LLP.
Tech media breaks. Supercom SPCB Q2 2025 results show record first-half profitability, strong U.S. contract wins. Supercom SPCB announced record first-half profitability in Q2 2025, with revenue reaching $7.4 million and gross margin increasing to 59.1%. Operating income grew by 187% to $1.1 million, while EBITDA rose 56% to $2.5 million. Net income for the first half of 2025 climbed 79.5% to $5.3 million. Supercom secured over 30 new U.S. electronic monitoring contracts since mid-2024, expanding into 11 states with national projects in EMEA. The company attributes its success to strong execution, technology advantages, and a strategic focus on the U.S. market, driving recurring revenue growth and displacing incumbent providers.
Investor news breaks. CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ SP, to present at Webull Financial Biotech MedTech Webinar Series. CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., a biopharma company focusing on brain and central nervous system cancers, will present at the Webull Financial Corporate Connect Webinar Series, Biotech MedTech, on August 19-21, 2025. The company's drug candidate, TPI-287, an abeotaxane, has shown promise in treating CNS tumors by stabilizing microtubules and inhibiting cell division. With over 350 patients tested, TPI-287 has demonstrated a strong safety profile and high tolerability. Investors can find more information in CNS Pharmaceuticals Newsroom. InvestorWire offers a platform for press release syndication, article and editorial distribution, and social media outreach to help companies reach a wide audience of investors and consumers. For more details, visit investorwire.com.
Tiny Gems breaks Next Plat Corp, NASDAQ, NXPL, narrows Q2 loss 66% as e-commerce growth offsets healthcare headwinds. Next Plat Corp, NXPL, reported a 66% reduction in Q2 losses thanks to e-commerce growth offsetting challenges in healthcare. Revenue decreased to $13.2 million from $17.1 million, with gross margin falling to 21.8%. Operating expenses dropped to $4.7 million, resulting in a net loss of $1.8 million. The company ended the quarter with $16.6 million in cash and expects annual expense savings of over $1 million. Recent initiatives include technology upgrades, talent recruitment, and sales expansion. Management plans to announce further developments within 60 days.
Chinese news breaks. Finger Motion Inc., NEF NGR, showcases emergency command platform at Indonesia Disaster Expo. Finger Motion Inc., listed on NASDAQ as FNGR, is showcasing its advanced mobile integrated command and communication platform at the Indonesia International Emergency Disaster Reduction and Rescue Expo. This platform integrates various technologies to enable uninterrupted command during crises, attracting interest from Indonesia's National Disaster Management Agency and National Search and Rescue Agency. Finger Motion sees this event as a key step in expanding its presence in Southeast Asia and supporting regional disaster resilience. The company's subsidiary, Shanghai Ji Information Technology Co. Ltd., is presenting the platform at the expo, which runs from August 13 to 15, 2025, in Jakarta. Finger Motion is an evolving technology company with a focus on mobile payment and recharge platform solutions in China, aiming to grow its user base and develop an ecosystem of highly engaged users. Investor news breaks. Newton Golf Company, Inc., NASDAQ NWTG, Q2 2025 revenue jumps 154% on strong demand for motion and fast motion shafts. Newton Golf Company, Inc., trading on the NASDAQ under the symbol NWTG, announced a significant increase in revenue for Q2 2025, jumping 154% to $2.0 million. The company's gross margin also improved to 67.6%. First half revenue for 2025 rose 182% to $3.3 million, with a narrowed net loss. The success was attributed to the strong demand for the new fast motion shaft, which generated over $696,000 in gross sales in its first 2 months. With expanding distribution and increased sales, Newton Golf is well positioned for continued growth in the second half of 2025.
TBC Georgia named among winners of 2025 Google Cloud Dora Awards. TBC Bank, a leading financial institution in Georgia, has been recognized by the Google Cloud Dora Awards for its global tech leadership. Winning in the loosely coupled teams category, TBC excels in building high-performing teams that work independently and collaborate effectively. This award highlights TBC's commitment to DevOps best practices and innovative tech infrastructure. TBC Bank Group, with operations in Central Asia, continues to deliver faster, more reliable digital services to its 1.8 million monthly active customers. The recognition from Google motivates TBC to evolve and innovate further in the digital banking ecosystem. Biomed News Breaks, Heartbeam Inc., NASDAQ Beat, reports Q2 2025 results, advances toward FDA clearance and commercial launch. Heartbeam Inc., a medical technology company traded on NASDAQ under the symbol BEAT, recently released its financial and operational results for the second quarter of 2025. The company is making progress towards FDA clearance for its 12-lead ECG synthesis software for arrhythmia assessment with a 93.4% diagnostic agreement with standard ECGs. Heartbeam is preparing for commercial launch post-clearance, with plans for manufacturing, logistics, and cardiologist review services. Other highlights include an accepted AI algorithm abstract for HRX Live 2025, a new international patent, and multiple industry awards. Research and development expenses increased to $3.3 million, while general and administrative expenses decreased to $1.7 million. The net loss was $5.0 million, with $5.1 million in cash, equivalents, and short-term investments at the end of the quarter. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.